The American Principles Project reported recently President Biden has signed an executive order further committing his administration to advancing the transgender agenda. Among other dictates, the order directs the Departments of Health and Human Services and Education to draw up policies countering state laws which prohibit child sex changes and protect girls' sports. The order also seeks ways for the administration to ban what it terms conversion therapy, end quote. Terry Schilling, president of American Principles Project, released the following statement after the president did this. Quote, this disgraceful act by President Biden will only serve to further hurt children and tear families apart. Leaders in Congress and the states must continue to vigorously oppose this administration's dangerous policies in every way they can, end quote. Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and our guest is Terry Schilling for this particular discussion on the transgender agenda. Terry, thanks again for joining us on the program. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me, Jerry. I'm excited to be here.
Okay, now, let's go ahead and unpack this. Now, you know, when I read your words, I think, well, what do you really think about what President Biden is doing on this front?
Well, it's absolutely disastrous, and we have to get into very, you know, into the specifics here. When President Biden did this executive order, he said that he wanted to use the full force and weight of the federal government to push this trans agenda. And what that means is it means limiting school resources to children who need food assistance because the school doesn't allow boys to compete in girls' sports, or because the school will let parents know if their child begins a gender transition or starts dressing differently at school. This is absolutely egregious, and it's really an affront not just to our great country, but more importantly, to the American family, which is the bedrock of this country. Parents love their children more than anyone. They know their children better than anyone, especially these young school officials. And it's just, it's incredible. I never thought there would be a day where the federal government was weaponized against our most basic institution, the family.
Give us an overview on this whole transgender agenda. I mean, there was a time when there were some kids that were confused about, you know, am I maybe a boy trapped in a girl's body or something like that. But now this is a terrible problem. And just give us an overview, though, of the big picture of the transgender agenda.
Well, essentially what these people believe is that gender dysphoria or gender identity disorder is actually not a disorder at all. They believe that it is a condition of who you are as a human being. And what they want to do, we have to be very clear, gender dysphoria and people feeling uncomfortable in their bodies has been around since the creation of mankind, since the fall. And what's happened now is there's an industry around this movement, around this transgender movement. It's an industry of politics and money and pharmaceutical companies and hospital industries where they're making a lot of money, they're getting a lot of power, and there's also a legal effort, a legal industry behind all this. And that's what's driving it. And so at the heart of the transgender agenda is to transform the individual and turn them into whatever that individual at the time seeks to be. And they don't care who stands in the way. They're going to destroy them. So if it's parents who are concerned about their child getting a surgery or getting put on hormone treatments like puberty blockers or cross-sex hormones and the long-term effect that that might have on their children, what the state is now doing and what the transgender movement seeks to do is to remove those children from the parents' home, to remove them from custody from their parents, and to penalize them and to embarrass them. And it's a very coercive movement. It's a centralized movement that is making a lot of money and then reinvesting that into campaigns and elections, lobbying, and into an expansion phase right now.
And I understand it's really quite a craze. It's a fad that's going on, especially girls transitioning to supposedly becoming male.
Exactly. And there are a few trends that are very troubling. The first is what professionals are calling rapid onset gender dysphoria. And this is happening in schools where you have one child who comes out as being gender dysphoric, and they have their group of friends now beginning to identify as gender dysphoric as well, or non-binary or two-spirit. Some children even identify as recently as Arctic foxes. And it's absolutely irrational, and it's a new craze that's sweeping the country. But secondly, the biggest trend that's most troubling is that the growth, we've seen an exponential growth in the transgender identifying people, and it's mostly coming from young girls. Young girls suffer from a lot of body images and a lot of problems with their bodies as a whole, and now they're starting to channel that into transgenderism or being non-binary or identifying even as animals. It's absolutely harmful, and if we really cared about our children, we try to get to the heart of all of this and protect them from it, not have them embrace it and get locked into a lifelong supply of hormone treatments and surgeries.
And I understand that as far as gender dysphoria, which is a real phenomenon, as you pointed out, ever since creation, ever since the fall, that the vast majority, though, of the cases resolve themselves even before puberty, unless there's some sort of interference in the process. And what you're really describing is interference, and now it's interference at the highest level of the country, that is the White House wants to interfere.
Well, the largest gender identity clinic in the world is the Tavistock Center in Great Britain. And their studies have shown actually that 100% of kids that are put on to puberty blockers go on to cross-sex hormones or surgeries. So what we really are dealing with, Jerry, is interference. If you just let kids be kids and you don't play into this stuff, they end up identifying with their own body. Jerry, you and I both went through puberty. We know how uncomfortable that period of your life is and how it's totally normal to feel uncomfortable in your own body. Your body is changing at an incredible rate. But what happens is when you're allowed to actually go through puberty – fully, you get more comfortable with your body and you learn to accept it. And we should really be teaching our children to accept their bodies, to accept who they are and who God made them to be, not getting them to change it. You're never going to be happy with cosmetic surgeries or hormone treatments. You're only going to be happy once you accept yourself for who you are.
Well, isn't that ironic? Because that's the very terminology that they use, you know, accept you for who you are. This is the real you, this other, you know, person transitioning to something else.
No, that's exactly right. And that's how you know that this is an evil movement, that this is a propagandistic movement built on lies. If you just look at the terminology that they use, right, they don't call these surgeries and hormone treatments sex changes, because that would open them up to consumer fraud. Everyone knows you can't change your sex. Instead, they call it gender affirmation treatment. Right. There's nothing affirming about changing someone's body and cutting off their body parts or injecting them on a monthly regimen of hormone treatments or puberty blockers. It's a total movement that's built completely on lies and destroying the human beings that are involved right at the center. It's an exploitative movement, and it deserves more attention and more scorn. We really need to start doing a better job of protecting our children.
God says in the Bible that he made us male and female. He created us in his image. Biology, meanwhile, says, and it's my understanding that virtually every cell in the human body indicates whether you're male or female. I mean, thousands of times over, times the trillions of cells that we have. So it's really amazing that all this goes against basic biology and basic theology.
And that's another thing that tells us that this is a Luciferian movement, is that God made us in his image. He made each and every one of us as his own child in his image, and he made us male and female. And what this movement, at the heart of this movement is it is a rejection of that gift of life that God gave us. And I've been involved in this fight for about 7 years now, and the most fascinating thing that we get accused of is hating these poor people. We don't hate them. We actually love them. We want to protect them. And they say that these surgeries and these treatments are needed to save their lives, to reduce suicidality and self-harm. But in reality, it only increases it. And the reason for that is very logical. Suicide is the rejection of one's body and soul. And what this movement is, this transgender movement is it's a rejection of one's body. So it's a step towards suicide, not away from it. A real movement to prevent self-harm and suicidality would be to accept one's body and to affirm people in their own body and not force them to alter it and to affirm them in who God made them to be.
Wow. Okay, speaking of God, what about this ban of conversion therapy that Biden wants the government to have?
this is, again, this is, it is so Orwellian, the language that they use. They're banning conversion therapy. Now, most Americans, when they hear that you're banning conversion therapy, they might actually think that you mean banning sex changes for minors. But instead, what they're doing is they're banning the practice of making young children or helping young children feel comfortable in their own bodies, feeling comfortable with who they are as a human being. This is, again, it's a nefarious movement, and it's full of evil people and evil actions. And, you know, Biden trying to ban this federally, nationwide, to where young children won't be able to go to talk to a doctor or psychiatrist and feel comfortable in their own bodies. Who does that benefit? It doesn't benefit the gender dysphoric person. It benefits Big Pharma. It benefits these hospitals. It benefits these healthcare companies that are making money all and laughing all the way to the bank.
Now, you mentioned that some of the states that have, let's say, some laws to protect from these kinds of things, what Biden's executive order would try to do is effectively, you know, get around those state laws. So, for example, this radio station where I'm interviewing you from, this is based in Fort Lauderdale. Okay, this is based in Florida. And we have a governor who is a great governor, by the way. He's got a lot of common sense. And it's my understanding he doesn't want these operations for these poor kids to go through. And by the way, the vast majority of them regret them. And many of them even do attempt suicide after they get these operations. But would Biden's executive order somehow, you know, go beyond what the state can do on this?
Exactly. What Biden's executive order is meant to do is it's meant to force the states to change their laws and to go along with the system. The federal government does this in other areas. Like, for example, if your state doesn't have proper speed limits or federally approved speed limits, your state won't get transportation funding. What the Biden administration did most recently is they threatened states that have these types of laws that they will be at risk of losing meals and aid and nutrition supplement funding at their schools if they don't change their laws. So if you're a school, for example, that doesn't allow boys to compete in girls' sports or boys to go into the girls' locker room, you are now officially at risk of losing your federal funding for your school. So this is a big hammer, and they're trying to force the whole country to go along with it. It's worse than you could possibly imagine.
Girls sports. By the way, we have about a minute and a half left. Girls sports.
Well, listen, we've made a lot of traction on the issue of protecting girls sports. We are nearing the 19th state. Wow. To protect women's sports. We're up to 18 right now. But Ohio is looking at protecting girls' sports, and they'll be the 19th. So we're making huge traction, and right now it's about whether or not we can take back Congress and then eventually the White House and pass a federal law to clarify that boys aren't allowed to compete in girls' sports and that they aren't protected by Title IX, which is what the Biden administration is doing. And so we've made incredible progress. We still have a long way to go, but we really do need to pass a federal law to do this because this is based in a federal law, civil rights law, Title IX.
And it really is fundamentally unfair when you see these guys, I mean, that's what they are, but they claim that they identify as females and then they win all the trophies, you know, athletically because they're so much better because that's the way they've been designed. I mean, you know, I don't mean to sound sexist, but that's why there was Title IX in the first place, right? 40 seconds ago.
That's exactly right, Jerry. And, you know, there was a video that came out of Philadelphia. We're seeing massive increases of violence all across the country. But there was a video of in Philadelphia of three women walking home late at night, and there was one man who took on all three of them and beat the crud out of all of them. And these transgender activists want to tell us that women that men don't really have a physical advantage over women. It's absolutely absurd, and no one should take any of their claims seriously. But no, men obviously have a physical advantage over women, and it's completely unfair to force girls to compete against them.
Terry Schilling, thanks so much for being with us. What's your website?
AmericanPrinciplesProject.org or SaveTheFamily.app.
Okay, thank you very much. All the best.
Thanks, Sherry.